Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a question or something you'd like to discuss with us on this edition of Basic Gospel, go ahead and call right now. That toll-free number is 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I'm really excited about today's broadcast. We have a lot of questions that we're going to cover, but
got a lot to talk about.
That's right. Yeah. We do have a lot to talk about as far as opportunities for you to come and join us and grow in your relationship with Christ. But also, we're going to talk about, I think, one of the favorite verses here at Basic Gospel, Romans 5:10. And I'm actually going to start in verse 8. It said, "But God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Now, that's love.
That's love.
You know, a lot of times we look at the cross as the place of justice, where all things were made right as far as God was concerned from a justice standpoint. But it really was a demonstration of God's love for us. Justice was evident there. There's no question about that. But the motivation behind it.
Yes.
That's the key, and that's what we find out here in Romans, that God's love sent Jesus. God so loved us that he sent Jesus, and Jesus did something for us that we could not do for ourselves. So while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. Now here's the key verse, Romans 5:10. "For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son." So when Christ died, we were enemies. It's not that God was an enemy toward us. Mm-hmm. It's that we were enemies toward God in our own minds because of our evil behavior. Mm-hmm. Now, when we were in that disposition toward God, God sent Jesus, and he reconciled us unto himself. He removed any barrier that would keep us from drawing near to God. So he reconciled us when we were still enemies. And then he says, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. Now, this is just a wonderful, concise, compelling statement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We see in this the death of Christ. We see this in this the resurrection of Christ. We see that Christ's death reconciled us. It just removed everything that stood between us and God. It removed the barrier called sin once and for all. And then we see what happens in the resurrection, that we are saved by his life. You and I were dead spiritually, and dead people need life. And what did Jesus do? He came that we might have life. And so in this resurrection, he becomes this life-giving spirit, and when we respond to the gospel, we receive his very life. He comes to live inside of us, and as Paul wrote in Romans 6, we've been raised to walk in the newness of life. Mm-hmm. That is the gospel message, and that's really where we need to take our stand. That's really where we need to be grounded in this gospel message. Now, what we see out there is a half gospel that many people are trying to stand on, and they're finding it not as secure and stable as they thought it should be. And what they're saying is that Christ died for my sins, and they end right there.
Yeah,
that's the gospel for them, but that's not the gospel, because the story includes the death of Christ, the burial of Christ, and the resurrection of Christ. So in this verse, we see all of that together. We see the reconciling work that Jesus accomplished through his death. We see the saving work that he accomplishes for us in his resurrection. He reconciles us in order to give us his very life.
Yeah.
So when you get grounded there, when you recognize that salvation is being made alive together with Christ, it changes everything. It changes the whole dynamic of this salvation that we have and that we can live out in day-to-day life. If you're just operating on half the gospel, then you only have half the power, so to speak. You're so grateful that you're forgiven, but then you think it's up to you to live the Christian life. And that's where the frustration comes in. You don't have it in you to live the Christian life. And the only thing that you rely on is laws, rules, and regulations. So it becomes a very legalistic approach, a very law-based approach. But once you realize that Christ is alive living in you, then it shifts from law to faith. I can trust Jesus to live his life in and through me.
Yeah.
And so that salvation, that deliverance, carries through in our day-to-day experience. We've been saved from sin and death, and now his life keeps delivering us so that we can be fully human as we walk by faith in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that is just good stuff.
I think so.
Well, we have open lines, and we have several calls on the screen right now, but I'll give the number anyway, 844-322-2742, good in the U.S. and in Canada. Well, hey, friends, something special coming up Friday and Saturday, March 9th and 10th. Wherever you live, but particularly if you live in the Chicago area, we invite you to join Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley in Habits die hard, don't they? Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley in Hinsdale, Illinois, March 9th and 10th for Simply Jesus. Now, it's a seminar that's designed to strengthen your faith in who Jesus is, what he has done, and how to live in his love. You gain confidence and assurance in the majesty and power of the living Christ. Now, whether you're a believer or a non-believer, young in the faith or mature in the faith, Simply Jesus with Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley is for you. All the information, just click the Simply Jesus graphic on the slider at basicgospel.net. And to register, click the green tickets tab on the information page. So all the information is right there, basicgospel.net. Click the Simply Jesus graphic as it slides through, and then to register, just click the green tickets tab, and you're all set. So that's going to come up Friday and Saturday, March 9th and 10th in Hinsdale, Illinois, there in the Chicago area. I hope you can join Bob and Andrew. Richard, we're coming down to the end of the month now, and mm-hmm. of course, you know, we always are looking for our listeners to support this broadcast. Give us your ideas and your take on why it's important, particularly as we reach the end of another month.
Well, it's quite simple. It costs money to broadcast. That's the biggest bulk of our expenses for any given month, and that cost is flat every month because we have contractual agreements, and so we know exactly what it's going to cost.
Right.
So basically, given that fixed cost, what we appeal for is, if this gospel message is making sense to you, if it is impacting your life, then one of the things that the Spirit is doing in you is putting the desire to impact other people's lives. And to the extent that you support us, stand with us in covering the costs for this outreach, you are impacting other people's lives. You are changing their lives. You are a change agent for Jesus in the life of someone who may have never heard what Bob just talked about.
Right.
You mean the gospel is more than forgiveness? Now, when you find out that the gospel is forgiveness and life, that's life-changing.
Yes.
It has to be, because you go from death to life. That's the biggest change possible. That's what we're asking you to support, and that's what we want to see happen through the end of this month and the next month and the next month, because that's just how we do this.
Yeah. Friends, hope you'll join us. Just click donate when you visit basicgospel.net, or you can call 844-322-2742 to make your gift. Again, 844-322-2742, or the donate button at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. Joyce is watching us on Facebook Live today, as many other people are, and others are watching on YouTube. But she has a very serious question, and I want to take some time to deal with that and give some help to Joyce. And she writes this: how do I find my purpose? I'm lost. I believe and love Jesus. I pray, but so much sadness inside. I don't know what to do. Now, that's, Joyce, where so many people are. And our heart goes out to you. And we want to connect you to the gospel in such a way that you do know what your purpose is. And I know your heart is open to God, is open to Jesus. You say you believe and you love Jesus. Well, we're going to, I think, give you some scriptures that are really going to be beneficial to you. A lot of times when somebody says they feel lost, they're not sure about their purpose, struggling with, you know, their standing with God. You know, they say, I love Jesus. You know, I just want to do what I want to do, what's right, but they're not sure that Jesus loves them. And that's where we have to start. And that's why this passage that we read at the beginning is so vitally important. But God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Yeah. So God loved us on our worst day. Yes. And he demonstrated that love for us in the fact that he sent Jesus, and Jesus died in our place. Jesus took our sins upon him so that he could give us his righteousness. So Joyce, that's where we have to start. Your sins, all of them, have been totally forgiven in Christ Jesus. As Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, that God was reconciling the world unto himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. So, Joyce, God is not counting your sins against you. He's dealt with them. He dealt with them once. He dealt with them for all time, and he did so in the work of Jesus. So now in Christ, you have forgiveness of sins. You have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. But that's not all the gospel. The gospel is about receiving the very life of Christ to come and live inside of you. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so when Christ comes to live inside of you, your purpose becomes to offer yourself, as Paul writes, a living sacrifice, so that Jesus Christ can live his life in and through you. So that becomes your purpose. So, Joyce, God loves you. He took away all of your sins, not just some of them, but all of them. And you can rejoice in that, and you can thank God that your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. And you can rejoice in the fact that Christ is now living in you. Now, Joyce, it may be your reality that you've never come to know Christ. You've never received him as your very life. And if that's the case, we encourage you to receive him right now. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Receive the living Christ. And Joyce, it's as simple as saying, Lord Jesus, I need you. Thank you for dying on the cross to take away all of my sins. Thank you that everyone has been sent away as far as the east is from the west, and that you will never remember them ever again. And so today, I thank you for that work. I thank you that you were raised from the dead, and in being raised from the dead, you can offer me your life right now. And so I humbly receive you. Not all the things that you can do for me, but you. I receive you. I ask you to come into my heart and to make me alive so that I can walk in the newness of life and live with meaning, with purpose, with contentment deep in my soul. And Joyce, if that's your prayer, I pray that you will receive him, and that you will let us know that that's your reality, because we want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to rejoice with you as a new sister in Christ. And we also want to help move you forward in this relationship with Christ. So, Joyce, start with the cross. Recognize that Jesus took away all of your sins. That was his demonstration of his love for you. And because all of your sins have been gone, are now gone, and he chooses to remember them no more, absolutely nothing can separate you from his love. So grow in that love. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you a full understanding of the height and depth and length and breadth of the love of Christ. And as he does, you will find your purpose. You will find that sense of contentment deep within your soul. And Joyce, if you will write to me at bob@basicgospel.net, and we'll continue this conversation, and we'll send you some resources that I think can help as well.
It's a wonderful way to communicate with Basic Gospel, everybody, as Joyce did, and we hope that if you have a question, something on your heart, your mind, your spirit that you'd like to relate and get interaction with, well, you just do that same thing. You can either go to our Facebook page and leave your comment or your question there, or you can call 844-322-2742, again, 844-322-2742. As a matter of fact, that is what Kay did from Alberta, Canada. Let's listen to her call right now.
Good afternoon. I'm Kay calling from Alberta, Canada. Further to Renee's question about what happens to the body or to the soul when you die, I've been taught that it kind of sits in a resting place until the resurrection, and now your teaching is if you're absent from the body, you're present with the Lord. Well, you know, I agree with that. So my question is everybody, regardless of the sin or whether they've come to Christ in their lifetime, do they as well come to the Lord absent from the body, and then on Resurrection Day that they might be sorted out, as it's taught that some go to the lake of fire and some go to heaven? So that's my question. Thank you.
Well, excellent question from Kay. And as we talked about the other day, when a believer dies, when a believer takes his last breath, he's immediately absent from the body and present with the Lord. So as Jesus told the thief on the cross, today you will be with me in paradise. And so the same is true for us. We're going to be with Jesus. And we know that's in the heavenly realms. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father. We know spiritually he's alive living in us, but he's up at the right hand of God the Father. So we're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. Now our body's just going to remain in the grave. That's its resting spot until the Lord comes back and raises those bodies. And that's the hope, and that's going to be something that happens in the future. But what about those who die outside of Christ, that they rejected Christ, and when they died rejecting Christ? What happens to them? Where do they go? And I think Revelation 20 gives us some clues, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's, as she described it, it's like everybody shows up at the great white throne, and there's this sorting that goes on. That's not quite true, because the way the great white throne judgment is described is that the dead keep coming, the dead, the dead, the dead, the dead, and the book of life is opened. And the judgment that takes place is your name in the book of life? That is, have you accepted Jesus as your Savior? And the answer is going to be no, and so all those people get they're just sent to hell, the lake of fire, that's the way it's described. And then death is thrown in itself, and Hades is thrown in, and Satan is thrown in, and all of that sin stuff is cleansed once and for all. So the alternate, you can either be in Christ and when you die you're absent from the body and then present with him in a spiritual state, or you can reject Jesus and when you die you're absent from the body and not present with him in a spiritual state, just awaiting the final assignment to the lake of fire. It's kind of a horrible thing, but that's the truth. You're not up there with Jesus going, oh, isn't this beautiful? And he says, oh, sorry. No, he says, I'm sorry. You never accepted me in the first place, so there's no place with him. There's just this
place of judgment.
To this place of judgment. That's
right.
All there is.
So it says death and Hades gave up the dead. So
yeah.
Someone who rejects Christ when they die, they're going to be waiting for that great white throne judgment, and they're going to be waiting in a place called Hades.
Yeah.
So that's pretty clear. So I want to be on the side of dying in Christ.
Yes.
So that when I
preferable.
I'm absent from the body and present with the Lord. That's the hope of the gospel.
Yeah. Yes.
And boy, when you have that hope, it's assurance, it's security, it's a foundation that is unshakable, unmovable. So if anybody's out there not sure that they are in Christ, let today be the day.
Yeah.
Receive the life of Christ. He's alive. He's knocking at the door of your heart. Open it up and say, I humbly receive you.
Yeah.
And you will go from death to life when you die bodily, absent from the body, present with the Lord.
Yeah, and if you're confused about this, remember the enormity of what Jesus did in his death and resurrection. You and I are born in Hades, so to speak. We're born spiritually dead. And therefore, something had to happen, because it's not like we're straddling a fence, walking a straight line and saying, well, I've got to choose one or the other. We were born dead. Jesus came to hell to get us, in effect. He was victorious over sin. He was victorious over death. If we accept him, we move from death to life permanently.
Yes.
That's the choice.
That's the choice.
Good news, folks. Joyce, who is watching us on Facebook, she posted her question on our comment section on our Facebook page, and she's just posted another one saying, thank you so much. I receive him.
Oh, my. All
and
right.
I want to be a witness for him. And Joyce,
well,
we rejoice with you. Yeah. All of heaven is rejoicing with you right now, and we rejoice with you. And as I said earlier, we want to do everything that we can to walk with you in this new journey of faith in Christ. We want to give you resources. We want to answer any other questions that you have. So be sure and connect with us at bob@basicgospel.net.
bob@basicgospel.net. That's a good address, friends. If you'd like to communicate with us here at the Basic Gospel, another way is through the Basic Gospel app. We hope you'll download it today if you haven't already. I want to remind you once again that there is a wonderful seminar coming up with Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley. That's coming up March 9th and 10th in Hinsdale, Illinois, the Chicago area. I think it promises to be a wonderful opportunity to come and grow and mature in your love and in your understanding of the great salvation that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And whether you're a believer or a non-believer, young in the faith or mature, Simply Jesus with Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, it's going to be for you. All the information, just click Simply Jesus, the graphic on the front page of the website. Now, if you've been on the site and you don't see that as being on the front of the website page, just click the refresh button on your browser and you will see Simply Jesus with Andrew and Bob. And we hope you'll take advantage of the opportunity to go and take part in that Friday and Saturday, March 9th and 10th. Now, Bob, as we get ready to close the broadcast, I would like for you to express your heart to the listeners insofar as supporting this ministry as we approach the end of another month.
Well, Bob, we just need help. You know, January and February are always low times of the year. Contributions lag. That's just kind of the cycle of giving, and it's true of every ministry, and it's certainly true of ours. And boy, there's people out there like Joyce who need help, who have questions, who are confused because they haven't been taught right. And we need your help to get this simple but powerful life-changing message to as many people as possible. So if this ministry has benefited you, you want to see this gospel message to continue to go forth over the airwaves through the various media platforms that we have, then I ask you to give today, to give generously. All the information on how to do that is coming from Bob Davis right now.
Well, it is, as a matter of fact, and banking off of what Richard said earlier in the broadcast, you know, the owners and operators of our radio affiliates love the Lord just like we do, and they can't do what they do without us doing what we need to do, and that is having the support of you, our listeners. So we encourage you to take advantage of the opportunity to partner with us, because we need to keep the good news coming. That's why it's vital that we ask you to help at this time, so that we can pay for the airtime that brings the message of God's love and the new covenant to you every day. So we ask you to send your gift today by clicking donate at basicgospel.net or by calling 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or online at basicgospel.net. People need to hear, and we need your help to keep the good news coming. Well, that's it for today, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Hope you benefited from what you've heard. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer and the ministry team, Bob Davis inviting you to be with us again tomorrow at the same time for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.